360 is sponsored by Outdoor Living Unlimited and Brewers broadcaster Sophia Minnert, our guest on Monday mornings. Sophia, I don't know where to start other than I suppose the outcome wasn't what we wanted, but what a classic in the Bronx.
Yeah, look, it was an incredible game. It felt like there were so many big moments, so many players contributing, back and forth. It was as well of a pitched game as I think you will ever see. I think even if you didn't have a rooting interest in like either team, yesterday's game was just so entertaining. It's just fun baseball, and yeah, it was a great game, and they didn't ultimately get the win, but they still won 2 out of 3 and come back with a series win. So a lot of good things.
Sophia, in terms of managing the no-hitter, and of course also a game that you desperately wanted to win, did Craig Counsell talk at all about his decision-making process, in terms of whether or not to leave Corbin Burnes in? I feel like if the Brewers had scored in the top of the ninth, might have been a different decision, easier decision not to put Burnes back out there in the ninth since the Brewers didn't score.
Yeah, I think, like, there's a couple things that go into that. He had already gone through 8. He was over 100 pitches. There was still no score in the game. To push him out there for the ninth and get over, 110 and get into that mark, it just wasn't something that he was comfortable with, knowing that there was still no score. So there's always a lot of things that go into Craig's decisions. And also just like they need Corbin Burnes to hopefully make a lot more really big starts here down the stretch. So what Corbin did was excellent. We've seen him do this before. It was just 2 years ago that he did it against Cleveland. So yeah, it's not to take away anything that Corbin Burnes did, but I think, especially he had taken that little tumble, making a play off the mound in the seventh inning and sprained his ankle a little bit, just rolled it. So Corbin will be fine from that. They don't think that will affect him here down the road, but just there's always a lot of factors that go into it.
Hey, Sophia, are there any crazy football fans on the team, like some insufferable Cowboys fan or something like that?
No, Lorenzo Cain used to be like a massive diehard Cowboys fan. As far as I know, we don't have any big Cowboys fans.
Anybody else? Like, were the guys into NFL action yesterday as everything kicked off? I mean, I know they had their plate full with what they were doing, but it's a long ride back.
Some guys had the games on. We had a lot of families with us. So everyone was kind of doing their own thing.
Brewers return from the trip back at American Family Field tonight. Thanks, Sophia.
All right. Have a good one.